Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
And Jeannie.
Glad you joined us again. Always are. And Jeannie, where are we today?
Well, yesterday we covered Joseph was actually thrown into the pit by these angry brothers who let their anger boil over to the point where they became a gang against him.
Poor Joseph.
Poor Joseph. And that he was feeling the anguish of it. And he's human. But he cried out to them, and they just sat down and ate their meal, turned a deaf ear to him, just how harsh that is. So now we're in Genesis 37, verse 25. This is what happens next as they're sitting around eating. Verse 25, and they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked, and there just so happened was a company of Ishmaelites. Is that how you say it?
Mm-hmm.
Coming from Gilead, with their camels, bearing spices, balm, and myrrh, on their way to carry them down to Egypt. So they're tradesmen, they're on their way, and they're Ishmaelites, which again is...
From Abraham.
From Abraham and from his son Ishmael. And Isaac and Ishmael were very competitive, and they still are today in the Middle
yes.
East. So interesting that they're the ones that picked him up. So they're on their way to Egypt, verse 26. So Judah said to his brothers, what profit is there if we kill our brother and conceal his blood? Now they took it up a level to, let's make some money off of this.
Let's make some money out of the deal.
And maybe Judah had a little bit of softness in his heart to say, you know, maybe it's better just to sell him off rather than see him die.
Yeah. I think he's feeling some guilt.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I hope he did. Verse 27, he says, come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hand be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh. I can just hear him saying that. And his brothers listened.
Wow.
Verse 28.
Okay.
Then the Midianite traders passed by. So the brothers pulled Joseph up, lifted him out of the pit. And who knows what Joseph was feeling right then, if he got to hear this conversation, or maybe he thought, hey, they're letting me loose. Maybe they were just teasing me, you know, by throwing him in there. And they sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. So now remember, God's got a plan to get him someplace. And this is his Uber ride, I guess, in a strange way.
Would not want to take that Uber ride.
No,
though.
I wouldn't.
So let's do the picture really quick. The dad sends Joseph, the favorite son, to follow up on the other boys to see what they're doing because he thinks they're up to no good, which apparently they do not have good character. They need to grow in these things. Through a series of events, here comes Joseph. The brothers see him at a distance. They go, isn't that Joseph? You know, they're recognizing his walk or his look or the coat that he's wearing that dad gave him. And they decide that they just hate this guy and they just want to do away with him. Grab him, throw him in a pit. He's down at the bottom of the pit. He's crying. The brothers completely ignore it. They, you know, they're having fajitas or something. And goat fajitas. I wonder if that one. Anyway, the next thing you know, along comes this Midianite caravan. And they're on their way to Egypt. And Judah, and I think we're going to find out later some of Judah's attitudes and opinions towards Joseph. And I think all of them are going to grow in guilt. But they want to make some money, so they sell Joseph. Now, for the very first time I taught this, I was trying to picture this in my mind. So they're pulling up Joseph. See this kid being pulled up out of this pit. Maybe he even thinks, all right, they're not going to kill me, you know. And the next thing you know, he's being held there by the brothers while they make a transaction with the Midianites. How much?
20 shekels of silver.
Yeah, you could sell him in Egypt for more. Imagine that into Joseph's mind, hearing that, you know. So then I thought, okay, probably been in there all day. The sun is setting. So there's the sunset. There's the caravan. They strap him to the back of the caravan because they have to have him locked up or he'll run away back to dad. And off he goes, and I hear him crying in the sunset. Don't sell me. Save me. This is a very dark time, a very lonely time for Joseph, what are you thinking?
I'm just feeling very sad for him as well. He doesn't know what's going to happen next.
Or how even God might use this, right?
Right. Yeah. And also, again, he was given those wonderful dreams, which were so real and vivid to him. And he will be able to reflect back on them later and see how they all came true. But while he's in the middle of this, he doesn't see anything good in it.
No, because in the dreams, he sees them all bowing down before him.
Yeah. So he hasn't arrived at that place. And he, in his mind, I'm sure he's doubting, well, what did that mean? And so sometimes when we get in situations, because we have God's promises that he's going to finish the work that he's begun in us.
Yes.
And there's all kinds of promises about working out things for good and that he's got plans for our life in Ephesians. So when we're going through a hard time and we don't understand why it's happening to us or where the next thing's going to be as a result of this, we need to fall back on, well, God's with me and he has promised that I am going to reach the destination and fulfill those purposes that he has for me. And then be able to embrace that peace when you don't understand. It's like in Isaiah where it says, he will give you perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. Mm. It's a song you wrote, remember?
Yeah. So patience is necessary, even when God calls you. So God definitely has a call on Joseph's life, but this is going to take a few years for some things need to be built into Joseph.
Right. And speak to your heart truth when you're going through that.
Yes. And, you know, there are brothers and sisters who feel called to a ministry, called to teach or whatever they're called to do, or they have a giftedness given to them by God, or that may not happen the next day. That may be something that God now wants to mature in you or build into you and allow you to grow in that area. And God wants you to succeed in what he calls you to do. And if you're not ready for it, then be patient.
And being ready to me means you're not totally sold out to the Lord. You're not totally allowing him to have control, and you're not totally depending on him that he's the one's going to take care
of you.
That's
good.
Because the more mature I get, the more I realize I have to stay tight with him every second of my life. It's not just a jump in and jump out. Oh, I need help because I'm having a hard time. Oh, I don't need you anymore. I'm doing good. I'm cruising. But the more mature I get, I'm like, I need him and I want him every second of my life. And I think that's the maturity that God's out after in your life, my life, Joseph's life, anybody that he wants to use, because in that place, we'll stay yielded and then he can have his way with us.
That's awesome what you just said. That is so right on. I never outgrow God, so to speak, I never become independent of God or even interdependent with God. But the more that I grow, the more I'm dependent upon God.
And enjoying him.
Yes, and enjoying his love. And oh, that's good. Did you want to say anything else on this, Jeannie? Okay. Wow. We could just talk forever on Joseph, couldn't we? Fascinating. So don't miss our next exciting episode.
What's going to happen when he gets to Egypt?
Oh, my goodness. Father, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for calling us to be your children and to serve you. And thank you for calling us to grow in you. Help us to do that, Lord. Help each one of us to become more dependent upon you, more enjoying a relationship with you, not rattled by the world or what the world may do, but Lord, instead, enjoying you and the opportunities that you give us to serve you and to serve others. Bless my brothers and sisters. I ask this in Jesus' precious name. And everyone says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you all.